Luke Krupp, he's had an excellent first half in this game. He is tackling any Bearcat he can see all over the field. But I don't blame Dave Kaufman there for giving Jonathan Brandle the football. He's got all the motivation, all the energy right now after the interception, and a nice tough run for 3 yards on first down.
Nathan Keller in the middle of the back three. Back to pass, wide open is number 37, that's Nathan Sweeney. Keller.
Wow, it is Keller, you're
and
right.
Down, he's down to the 35-yard line. From the 44 down to the 35, brought down by Joey Quatter. And Ubley flips the field 35 yards away from a score. First and 10, 6:44 left in the second quarter.
Nice job there. Great play call, play design. Matt Mychek, he surveyed the field from right to left, and the furthest receiver to the left was Nathan Keller, the last one coming out of the backfield down the left sideline. Nobody there. Does a nice job, secure the football with two hands, and turn it upfield. Great throw and catch by the Bearcats.
Working off the left hash, it's a handoff to Brandle. Breaks free of his first tackle and drags the pile down to the 30-yard line for a 5-yard gain, and brought down again by Luke Krupp, the linebacker who seems to be everywhere on this field. Second down, 5 to go.
I don't know. Jonathan Brandle, we've covered quite a few Ubley games the last few weeks, but this Jonathan Brandle is running like a man possessed. He is running as hard as I have seen him run all season long, and those are turning into nice gains on first down.
Second down and 5, working off the left hash at the 30-yard line of New Lothrop. Bearcats on offense trying to even the score at 7 apiece. Mychek on the keeper coming around the left corner. Maybe gets a yard as New Lothrop is fast to get to the scene to the near sideline. Brought down by Mason Ruddy. And they're going to spot him down. It looks like at the 28-yard line. So they're going to give him a gain of 2. Third down and 3 to go for the Bearcats. 5:49 left in the first half. 7-0 NL.
And that's why Matt Mychek has made our lives very difficult the last couple weeks, because he just kind of lackadaisically pretends to hand the ball off and just takes a couple casual steps like he doesn't have it and then turns it up down the sideline. And that was enough to get him a couple yards on a play where I thought he had nothing.
Mychek hands it off to Derek Brown, and he somehow swings his way all the way down to the 26-yard line. He's going to be shy of the first down by a yard. But as 53, Carter Hemmingsburg brings him down before the sticks. Fourth down and 1 to go for Derek Brown and the Bearcats as they need to convert here. 5.5 remains before half, and they would love to move this chain and more than likely, and more importantly, even the score.
Absolutely they would. Keep in mind now Derek Brown's helmet came off. He's got to come off for one play. And Gregory Keller, after the fumble, isn't going back in. So what you're going to see now is my X factor here in offense, Clark, Dominic Rosenthal in the backfield, and then you got Gavin Pallas on the sideline.
Mychek under center, working off the left hash, pushing to his left, and Brandle breaks free to the 5. And touchdown.
In the end zone.
Ubley Bearcats. Jonathan Brandle converts on the handoff from the 26-yard line on fourth down and 1. And Brandle brings it back within 1 point with the 2-point conversion upcoming for the Bearcats. Brandle with a 26-yard scamper, 7-6, Ubley trying to even or take the lead right here.
Well, Jonathan Brandle single-handedly trying to keep the Bearcats in this football game. He picks the football off, and then he breaks through the line of scrimmage on fourth down and 1 and gets his team into the end zone. Now they're going to go for 2, Clear Clark, try and take the lead as you see Brandle, Rosenthal, and Keller in the backfield.
Wing T to the right, Mychek rolling to his right to pass, and he's in trouble and lets this fly, and the 2-point conversion falls incomplete. So Ubley still trails by 1 point. As it's New Lothrop with 7, Ubley with 6, with 4:52 left in the second quarter, but momentum swinging to the sideline of the Ubley Bearcats. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
Why is phone searching so hard? I mean, either I can't find the one I like, or I can't find one within my budget.
As far as phone selection and budget goes, Thumb Cellular is by far going to get you the best phones for the best deal around.
Really? You think they'll have a phone I'll like?
Absolutely. They're stocked on iPhones, Androids, and all sorts of choices this Christmas season.
But I probably can't afford those.
Don't be so sure. Right now, Thumb Cellular has the Samsung Core Prime for free. The rugged Kyocera Dura Scout for only $49. Plus, great deals on the Galaxy S6, the LG G5, and now they have the Galaxy S7 and iPhone 7s available. Also, sign up with Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carol, Pigeon, or Sandusky right now and get 50 bonus gigs or an additional $50 discount off any phone.
Wow, that's exactly what I needed to hear. You seem to know a lot about Thumb Cellular.
What can I say? I did my research and got the new iPhone 7 Plus from Thumb Cellular. Terms of service apply.
Bearcats score their first time of this game, and it's a squib kick down to the 33-yard line, and New Lothar runs it out across the 40, finally brought down to the 42-yard line. That would be Aaron Zell on special teams, as we have another helmet off for the Yubley Bearcats. That's Cavalier Esmaker as he comes off, and first and 10 for New Lothrop from their own 42-yard line with 4:45 left in this first half. It is New Lothrop 7, Ubley just scoring, cannot convert in the two-point conversion, and it makes it a 7-6 ball game. NL back on offense, starting from their own 42-yard line. Send three wide to the left, one to the right, and we have Birchmeyer in shotgun and hands it off to Ruddy. Coming around the left end, trying to find a gap, and he finally is brought down right at midfield and actually dives across midfield all the way to the 48-yard line, brought down by Derek Brown. And it's a 10-yard gain for Ruddy, and move the chains already for New Lothrop.
New Lothrop getting a big play on first down. They have a decision to make as well. They're ahead by one in this game. But with 4.5 minutes to go, they have the ability to keep the football and run a 4-minute offense and keep the ball out of the hands of the Bearcats and not give them another chance to score. But with this offense and the spread, they have the ability to score in a matter of seconds if they're not careful.
Birchmeyer throwing to his left and is caught, and he runs out of bounds at the 42-yard line. That would be number 5, Colin Mulcahy for New Lothrop, bringing in the reception on first and 10. It's a 6-yard reception, second down, 4 to go for the Hornets, 4:22 before the half is over. Working from the Ubley 43-yard line, man in motion to the right. That makes trips to the right. In the shotgun. And it's a handoff to Ruddy around the right end. Ubley swarming to the ball and tackles him forward as he drags the pile. Darren Soule goes for a free ride all the way down to the 31-yard line. A 12-yard carry for Race Mason Ruddy. 4:14 left in the second quarter. It's another first down for New Lothrop.
Bearcats had Ruddy in the backfield. He avoided two tacklers, and Darren Soule caught him as he was turning it up. And again, went for a free ride. He was drugged down the field 3 or 4 yards before he actually made the tackle. The Bearcats sniffed that read option out, but wasn't able to take advantage of it. Instead, it's a first down for the Hornets.
Going quads to the left, and it's a handoff to number 5, Colin Mulcahy, and he has some speed behind him. He gets all the way down to the 24-yard line, brought down by Dominic Rosenthal for the Bearcats. It's a gain of, I would say, 8 yards. Second down, 2 to go for New Lothrop as they're starting to score or to gain yards in chunks.
Trinity Christian star Braden Sherrod strips the football from Wade Saldana. Deckerville leads in that game 8-0 with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. Close game there for Deckerville.
Very close game for Deckerville, as you would expect in the state semifinals of 8-man football. Two wide to the left, now man in motion to the right. At quarterback, that would be number 3, Mason Ruddy, going with a two-quarterback system today. He's going to keep it for himself. Ubley swarming to the ball. Looks like it's too late, though, and looks like he may have converted on the first down, brought down by Skylar Lasoski right at the 20-yard line and move the chains. It's a 3-yard gain. 3:02 left in the second quarter. 7-6, New Lothrop leads.
Mason Ruddy running the read option for New Lothrop, but he had already determined he was going to take the football as he made a decision to run it right into the teeth of the Bearcat defense, and he's shifty enough to make a guy miss and get forward for just enough to get a first down.
To the right, and it's a handoff to Ruddy as he comes back, cuts back inside, falls forward down to about the 16-yard line, brought down by Aaron Klama off the front line of defense for the Bearcats. Second down and 6 to go after a 4-yard gain, 2.5 before half. It's a 1-point ball game.
Bearcats D-line hanging in there on those running plays. New Lothrop has kind of gone away from the passing here the last few plays, but they love to throw the football in the red zone. Bearcats can't for,